Roses and Blow. I had a music publisher in Venice, Italy, who was never without his blow. His name was unimportant. Let's call him Mario, and he was generous with his gifts. Instead of champagne, he would give grams a blow. 28 grams make an ounce, and on Lisa's 28th birthday, that's exactly what we got. It was Lisa's first trip to Europe since the birth of our daughter, Margot. We were staying at the famous Greedy Palace, and Mario told me there would be blow in the room waiting for us on our arrival. We checked into the hotel, and I got a message that Mario was eating with the mayor of Venice, and we should meet him at this restaurant. I couldn't find any blow in the hotel room, just this bunch of red roses, which I guess he laid on for Elise's birthday. So I assumed he was going to give it to us at the restaurant. We got to the restaurant, and we were introduced to everyone, including the mayor of Venice. Mario said, "So how did you like the flowers?" Lisa was jet-lagged, and she said, "Oh, I'm sorry, they're beautiful. Thank you very much." He looked at me and said, "And you?" I said, "Thank you." "What?" I said, "Thank you." "Stop clowning around," Mario said. "Did I take care of you or what?" "What?" I said. "Stop playing. I'm not playing. I'm missing the game here." "The blow," said Mario. "Did you like the blow, and did you bring any with you?" I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "I gave you 28 grams. There's 1 gram behind every red rose." I told him I hadn't seen them, and he flips. The next thing I knew, we were going off to the room to get the blow. Luckily, it was still there, and we brought it back to the restaurant, where Mario, who almost had a heart attack over it, proceeded to hoover it up, as did everyone at the table, including me. I loved Mario. Gracious, fun, and also a little crazy.